We have Kristen Bechet, and she is the executive director of CASA, and we'll let her tell a story because it's important that people hear what she has to say.
Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike and Keith. I'm great.
Thank you for joining us. Hopefully here on the radio you won't need your umbrella this morning. Hopefully you're inside dodging all of this. But we've folks that have been in the Bloomington and Monroe County community for some time are familiar, sadly, with what CASA is. But we have people in and out all the time of this program and obviously in our city and community. So let's just start with the basics. Tell us what CASA is and most importantly, what it does.
All right. CASA is actually an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And we're a nonprofit agency who have volunteers advocating for children who are in the court system because they've been abused by their parent. And the CASA acts as their advocate. They speak on behalf of the child, and they are the eyes and the ears of the court.
Kristen, how bad is it that you need somebody to go in on behalf of a kid in a court with their parents in the same courtroom?
Well, what happens when you go into the courtroom is you have an attorney on one side for the Department of Child Services, and on the other side you have the parents with mostly their public defenders. And the parents have been accused of something that most of the time they deny has happened. And everyone seems to be focused on the parents and what they have done and what they're not doing. And it's quite often the children's focus gets lost. And so the advocate, the CASA, is supposed to be there in court to constantly bring to the forefront that this is all about the child and what's in the best interest of the child. Yes, we want the parents to get healthier. We want them to get stronger and to become better parents. But we also want to make sure that the kids are not returned to a home that is not safe and nurturing.
Well, and that's one of the things we hear a lot is who's speaking for the kids in these issues, and that's what this advocate does.
Absolutely. And they're the only ones who really are speaking for the kid. So the system right now is completely overloaded. And the needs of the children and the best decisions made for children are not being done if we don't have an advocate on the case because things are just falling through the cracks. We have twice the amount of child abuse in our county than we did 2 years ago.
Wait, say that again. Child abuse cases are up? Twice?
Up twice, double.
Wow.
And what has happened, well, last year, for example, our numbers is we were appointed to 432 kids last year by the court.
Oh, my God.
This year, as of June 1st, we were appointed to 454.
Hmm. What has been the cause for the increase there?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and there isn't hard evidence, but anecdotally, it's obviously the heroin epidemic is playing a big factor.
Awful.
It used to be about 60-70% of our cases were involving an addicted parent to some substance, and now it's 95%. And the community talks about this heroin epidemic. They talk about needle exchanges. They talk about resources for the parents, which is all well and good. But what gets really lost in the conversation is how this is affecting the children.
Yeah, where are the resources for the kids that have to deal with that?
There are none. If you don't have a CASA, there's no one out there looking out for them.
Kristen Bechet is our guest this morning. She's the executive director of the Monroe County CASA. And the other, I don't want to say drawback because I don't want to sound negative, but that's not the case. But being a CASA isn't easy, and you just told us why it's not easy. It does take a time commitment. It does take specialized training, and it takes a special person to help out. Tell us who you're looking for to fill those positions to help with this unbelievably increased caseload.
Well, I appreciate you pointing out that it is a hard job. And even though it's a volunteer, it's a job. It's an unpaid job. And when the judge swears a volunteer in, he welcomes them into an elite class of volunteers. Because this isn't something that you can sign up to serve food or make beds, you know, once a month on Saturday morning or every Friday night. This is something that's ongoing, and you're pretty much on call all the time. Now, that being said, though, a CASA volunteer is somebody who needs to, A, have compassion for the children and the justice for the children, but they need to have somebody who is a self-starter. They are willing to dig into and gather information. They're willing to stand up to bullies, in, so to speak, the system being the bully, and they're willing to stand back and objectively look at what's in the best interest of the child and what services are needed for the child. The CASA gives about an average of 10 to 15 hours a month of service. So when I said they're on call all the time, yes, they need to be available, but it's not like they're putting in 15, 20 hours a week. It's more a month.
Kristen, I was just going to ask, what I can't picture in my own mind, am I supposed to be like a big brother, big sister to this child, or am I just representing that person in court?
You are gathering information and representing that child in and out of court. It is not like a big brother's. When we interview...
So we're not going out to dinner together?
You're not going out to dinner. You're not taking them to the museum or going swimming with them. Or you're never taking them home with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though the CASA is 120% about the child, only about 20% of the work they do is actually with the child. They do build a relationship with the child and some trust, so they can have meaningful conversations with them. But we don't want them to have the child create a bond with them, because at the end of the case, the CASA is out of their life. And we don't want that to be yet another adult that they've been depending on to leave them. And so it's a real balance that a CASA has to do to get trust of the child, but I guess not love the child.
What age groups are we talking about in this thing, Kristen?
I'm sorry?
What age groups are we talking about when you say children?
0 to 18.
Wow.
Over 50% of our cases are under the age of 5.
Hmm.
So most of them are the little ones who are the most vulnerable. We have a lot of newborns coming into the system because they're drug addicted themselves. We do have, though, the hardest demographic to advocate for are the teenagers. They've seen a lot. They've been a lot. They're kind of hardened, and they don't think they need help. But yet they are so, their life is so precarious, and they're going to be going out on their own. And so we have to try to break the cycle with them, that they don't continue this style of parenting, and give them better opportunities to move forward.
Kristen Bechet is our guest this morning. She's the executive director of the Monroe County Court-Appointed Special Advocates, otherwise known as CASA. Let's have, and it's not an easy job, and again, it's sad that you need more and more people on that, but that's a whole other issue for another day. But you are having a benefit that's coming up a week from Saturday, and you're going to have some fun with it to get some awareness and to, what is the point? Tell us all about cocktails and karaoke coming up at the Bloomington AmVets.
We are so excited about this event because it's not pretentious. It's going to be laid back and just have a lot of fun. The point of it is to give awareness to CASA, and it's a fundraiser to raise funds. Being a nonprofit, we have to raise $200,000 a year to run the organization.
How much was that again?
$200,000.
Wow. Absolutely. So that's a lot of money that we have to come up with. And so cocktails and karaoke, the first part of the event, we're going to have, we have 17 who are going to compete for the award of crowd favorite, and they're going to sing their song. And then the second half of the event, we're going to have open mic. And so anybody who wants to entertain us, get on stage, and we will let them sing their hearts out. We're going to have some games that people participate in and chances to win prizes. We're going to have some great food, and the AmVets is in a wonderful facility. I don't know if people have been out there. You know, they had a horrible fire a few years ago.
Yes, they did.
And what they rebuilt is just amazing. So we're really excited about this event. It's next Saturday. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and it should end around 10 or 11. And we just really encourage as many people to come out and have a good time.
Now, along with that, we know there's another competition here in Monroe County in Bloomington that has really helped out the nonprofit community, and that's Dancing with the Celebrities. Tell us about how CASA is involved with that and how that's going to tie into the big event coming up on Saturday.
I am so glad you mentioned that because, yes, Ivy Willem is going to be our celebrity dancer, and she has chosen CASA as her philanthropy, which we are so excited about. And part of our fundraising event is to support Ivy in Dancing with Celebrities. And so that's what cocktails and karaoke is going to support, and some other events in the future as well. So if you know Ivy and you want to support her and her dancing, come on out. What's interesting is her husband, Brad Willem, which a lot of people know,
oh, yeah,
comedy addict. He is dancing also, so they're competing against each other.
Oh, wow. That's no laughing matter.
Yeah. Oh.
No. Boo. And what's funny is Brad has agreed to MC our cocktails and karaoke. So here he's going to help us on our fundraiser for his competition. And so that should be a lot of fun.
Well, Kristen, we can't let you leave without telling us how you make contact with CASA, how you find out more about either the karaoke or becoming a volunteer. Give us that information for contact purposes.
Two ways. Phone call, 812-333-CASA, 333-2272, or on the website, info@monroecountycasa.org.
Or find them on Facebook like I did, and you can get all the details right there and see everything that's going on. And Twitter as well. That's always great places for news to deal with all of that. Hey, real quickly, on the cocktails and karaoke, do I need any advance tickets, or can I just say, oh, gee, I almost forgot about that. I can show up at 6 o'clock and, boom, walk right in the door.
We would love for you to buy advance tickets, but it's absolutely not necessary. We will sell them at the door, as many as we can get in the room.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you want to do it, don't remember to forget, but you can still show up. They'll get
you. Correct.
Kristen, thanks to you and your volunteers for the important work that they're doing for the youngsters in our community. It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate this chance to talk about CASA, my favorite subject.
All right, Kristen, great job as always. It's MonroeCountyCASA.org. You can find all your information there. Monroe County CASA Incorporated Indiana on Facebook will help you take it to them. You can see all their events, pictures. They'll link you to everything where you need to go. And if you can't do it, if you can't help, pass it on to maybe somebody who can, and hopefully we can make Monroe County's kids a safer, better place for everybody. Great job this morning, Kristen. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and have a good day.